Today is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Gorgeous Grandma Day. I don't have any grandmas that are alive anymore. I'm to that age now where my grandparents are not long for this world or whatever. No, I guess they're gone from this world. But my grandma was gorgeous. My grandmas were gorgeous in their day. It's also National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, and it's National Lemon Day. I'm allergic, in some way, shape, or form, I'm allergic to citrus because my nose itches. But it is the weirdest thing because it's like I don't swell up, I don't sneeze, I don't cough, I don't do anything like that. My nose itches. It is the weirdest thing. So I still eat and drink citrus, but I'll just have an itchy nose for a little bit. And I've Googled it. I have not found that this is a thing or a standard thing anyway. I'm just weird. And the last thing I will say about these national days, as you know, I like to talk about them. When I was a kid, I used to love chocolate ice cream. Everything was chocolate. If I got ice cream, it was always going to be chocolate, nothing else. And I thought vanilla was the most boring. I didn't even like vanilla. And I've said this a million times, so a lot of my listeners have already heard this either on this show or other shows. But now that I'm older, I prefer vanilla. I really like vanilla ice cream. I really like vanilla custards. I like things that are filled with vanilla pastry cream. Where in the past, I would always choose chocolate pudding, chocolate pastry cream, chocolate custard, chocolate icing, chocolate, ice cream. Now I will choose vanilla 9 times out of 10. With maybe a little chocolate mixed in. I will do a twist. Like, I do enjoy a twist cone that has both chocolate and vanilla. But I'm a big vanilla person. All right, well, let's see what we're going to do. We haven't really talked about contact much recently, so I'm going to just peruse and see if there's any contact that we need to play and or read. So let's look at our text messages. By the way, anybody who's new or who hasn't heard me say it a million times, we have a voicemail line, 479-221-9393. You can call that number and you can leave a voicemail, but you can also text message the very same number, and I will receive it. I won't respond, but I will receive the text message. So Chris in Pittsburgh texted, "Hi, Chris," and he says, "Hi, Adam, I'm sorry for the late response. You asked if my don't ever apologize for a late response. I don't expect you guys to listen. If you respond at all, there is no apology needed because I love getting contact. But I understand I do a daily show 5 days a week. Sometimes you may not listen at all, which is perfectly fine. Sometimes you may be really behind, which is also perfectly fine. It's not an obligation. I hope you enjoy listening." Anyway, I just think that's funny. I'm a people pleaser, so I totally would apologize to a podcaster for not responding quickly enough. "You asked if my dog ever grew out of the peeing phase when excited. It got better, but she never grew out of it completely." Chris, that is such bad news. On a separate topic, with the cruise you just came back from, Were most of the guests English speaking, or did the guests seem to be more from various countries in Europe? And also, the staff of events crew, were they in English or in various European languages? Just a curiosity I have had about cruises overseas. So first of all, the dog thing. Oh my God, that is a nightmare. Tabitha is never going to grow out of this peeing. She is such a pain in my butt. I feel like if Mark and I, if she was our dog, we would have disciplined her better, but maybe the peeing we wouldn't have been able to help. but she just needs discipline in her life. For your second thing about the cruise, there are European-based cruise lines. And MSC, I believe, is a European-based. There are other ones that are European-based, and they will cater their cruises to whatever their main country that they're based in is. So, like, and I could be wrong because I've never, but I feel like MSC may be Italian. And so it will depend, but some of theirs might be the crew would speak Italian, et cetera, et cetera. But all of the cruises that I've taken are from US-based cruise companies. So Royal Caribbean is US-based. Carnival is US-based. Disney is, you know, US-based. Norwegian, even though the name is Norwegian, they're US-based. So all of those, they are predominantly, everything is in English. The default is English. So all of those, the crew speaks English, the everything, all the games, the performances, everything is in English. So everything was in English. My tours, again, they're going to default to English. So when you book a tour, if you need a language other than English, there will, some of the tours will have those options. They'll say your group must be 20 people or more if you want a tour guide that speaks some other language. So it's all English. And when you go to these, it's, you know, because English is, I guess, the either Spanish or English. Now I can't remember, but English is so predominant. All of these places you go, everyone speaks English. The passengers also all spoke English. I mean, I didn't speak to every one of them personally, but for the most part, it seemed they all spoke English. Thank you for the text. I hope that answered your question. So, Scott from Northern California says, "Hey, Adam, Scott here. Just wanted to say hi to Gary Bearden. Hope you are feeling better. Take care of yourself." I love it how you people want to communicate with each other via contact for a podcast. There you go. Okay, so let me look and just see if we have any voicemails. I don't know if I feel like playing voicemails or not? I feel like this one by Big Fatty I've already played, but I can't be 100% sure. But this one I'm pretty sure I didn't. So let's go ahead and play this.
Adam, Scotty, you're the butler.
Hey, Scotty.
Hang on, there's an ambulance coming.
Yes.
Don't you hate it when you go to 7-Eleven and you're getting your free special edition Cheesecake Krispy Kreme donut because you've bought seven things, and so now you get something for free, and they argue with you about that's not the free one, you can't have that one, and you have to take the girl over to the donut section and point out that you took it from the Cheesecake special edition section, not from the regular ones, and so it is the free one you're entitled to. I mean, seriously, like, you know, it's just some like 20-year-old Indian girl treating it like it's her own personal 7-Eleven franchise, which it won't be unless she's really rich, but then she wouldn't be working there. Like, why do I have to have these arguments?
You sound like
anyway,
such a Karen.
I'm nearly home. Bye. It's the Scotty. Woodhaven.
Oh, well, thanks.
Is this the right number?
It is. I'm interested to know, Scotty. Well, first of all, thank you for the call. But I'm interested in knowing, and I love it. I love you calling. Like, I feel like I'm always like apologizing or telling you guys, oh, I love it. I love it. Don't stop. Don't stop. But you used to email them in, and I prefer you to call. But do you have some kind of cell phone plan now that you're getting free international calls or more cheap international calls? Inquiring minds want to know, because I know used to you would email them in, and I love it for you to call in because that's better for me, because a lot of times I forget to check my email. And so you're your messages may get played late because of that. Although you called in while I was on vacation, so this one is also getting played late. I get what you're saying. There are people, but there are all kinds of people, right? Because when I used to work in retail, I worked at Pier 1 for a while, which doesn't even exist anymore, really. It's basically non-existent now. But I worked at Pier 1, and people would move sale tags from one item to another to try to trick you and say, oh, no, this thing is on sale, and you need to give me the sale price because this sign is here. And people would move signs around and say, well, this says clearance. So I understand what you're saying. You can only go by what you see. But the worker also probably deals on a daily basis with people trying to get crap for free that is not really free. And the customer is just not always right. I know we want to be, and I know in the U.S., although, you know, I would expect in Australia, I don't know if the customer is always right in Australia, but in the U.S., it's always been the customer is always right. But if you go to other countries, no, hell no, the customer is not always right. So I don't know. I don't get too annoyed by that kind of stuff. Now, but I understand what you're saying. It can be confusing, and, you know, it can be confusing. We'll just leave it at that. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Scotty. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.